It should be possible, but given the attitude of the belligerents, I believe there is a little chance that this call for ceasefire will be taken seriously by either of the belligerents. You know, they are actually the army came out with a very, let's say, harsh and conditionalities to observe a ceasefire or even enter into talks about a truce. And these are conditions that cannot be met by the RSF, because simply it means that RSF would surrender militarily, while on the battlefield the realities dictate otherwise.
Talking about the conditions, one of them being that the RSF withdrawal from occupied cities in Darfur and Kordofan and the departure from Khartoum, the U.S. saying that doesn't seem possible.
These are conditions for total surrender. Sudan Armed Forces has not managed to reduce the RSF to that point whereby it is militarily defeated and therefore has to totally surrender, canton its fighters and withdraw from territories it occupied. On the contrary, you know, rapid support forces now occupy de facto all of Western Sudan, except pockets in South Kordofan and West Kordofan. So the battleground has not given advantage to any of the two belligerents. So putting conditions of surrender on the RSF is not realistic, simply put.
In the meantime, U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan, Tom Perillo, is traveling to Africa Monday, the 11th, with the emphasis of trying to bring peace to Sudan. Can you tell us your assessment of his coming trip?
I believe that the attempts to get the two parties to sit to a negotiating table to agree simply to a humanitarian ceasefire have been ongoing by the U.S. and other mediators, IGAD and African Union, since the beginning of the war. And this has given us no peace until today, which means the problem is in the stubbornness and the recklessness of the two parties. You know, they do not want to take into consideration the suffering of the people of Sudan. And therefore, the belligerents are really not going to heed calls or attempts to present new initiatives. I think the only way to impose a ceasefire is to exert maximum pressure that is coordinated between the U.S., the European Union, and the regional countries. They should all exert pressure on the two parties so that they come to some sense and agree to a break in the fight.
What would maximum pressure be like?
Abide by, non-direct intervention by regional actors. No party should extend military support for either party. Second, enforce interdiction of deliveries of weapons from regional actors. Third, really increase the economic pressures on their financial and corporate holdings so that the ability of the army, the rapid support forces to finance their military destructive efforts should be weakened and disrupted.